Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1254, Lawyers, Doctors, and the Appeal of the Clear Career Path, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. And I'm your narrator, Dan, and I'm here with you every single day reading from these great blogs that cover work and productivity and all sorts of related topics. So for now, let's get right to our post and start optimizing your life. Lawyers, Doctors, and the Appeal of the Clear Career Path, by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. I'm sometimes convinced that the reason a lot of people become doctors or lawyers is due to the fact that the path to those jobs is laid out pretty well. There's sort of a blueprint you can follow. Go to college, get good grades, do well on some standardized tests, and so forth and so forth. When you have things laid out for you like that, it's sort of easy to find yourself gravitating towards those career paths. Looking back at my own education and career, that's probably why I ended up going to law school and becoming a lawyer in the first place. Sure, I told myself that I had a desire to be a lawyer, but a lawyer was also a recognizable job, one that was clearly defined and that had step-by-step processes on how to get there. As a new grad looking for a good job in a bad economy, becoming a lawyer made sense to me. It had direction. And it's direction that a lot of us are looking for when we're trying to figure out how to make a living. When faced between the clear career path and charting our own path, the clear career path almost always wins, even if it's not necessarily the right path for us. I think it's just important for all of us to think about why we end up on the paths we choose. The appeal of the clear career path. When you think about it, law and medicine are unique in just how structured they are. Obviously, a lot of it comes down to grades and the ability to take standardized tests, which themselves can easily be studied for and gamed. But a lot of becoming a lawyer or doctor is also following a step-by-step process that pretty much anyone with some smarts can do. Take the example of what you need to do if you want to become a big-shot lawyer. I can pretty much boil it down to these steps. Get good grades at a decent undergrad. Get a good LSAT score. Go to the best law school you can get into, preferably a T14 law school. Get good grades in law school and get on law review. Land a summer associate position at a big law firm. Do a prestigious clerkship, be an associate at a prestigious firm, and make partner or go in-house at a big company. It's a generalization, of course, but those steps we laid out are pretty close to what you need to do to become a big-shot attorney. I'm fairly certain that I could take any reasonably intelligent 18-year-old and basically guide them into a prestigious big law job 7 years into the future. And the process is pretty similar for doctors, I imagine. Basically get good undergrad grades and a good MCAT score, get good med school grades, land a prestigious residency, and so on. I'm not a doctor, though, so this is all based on my experiences with my doctor friends. For those of us looking for direction, the step-by-step process of law or medicine can obviously be very appealing. I can tell you exactly what you need to do if you want to become a doctor or a big-shot lawyer, but I can't really tell you how to become an online entrepreneur, start a business, or do some other non-obvious job where the path isn't really defined at all. It's the appeal of this clear path that I think leads to so many doctors and lawyers seemingly finding themselves unhappy and looking to do other things. That's not to say that people don't genuinely want to become doctors or lawyers. My wife is a clear example of someone who absolutely wants to be a dentist. But there's also no denying that there seem to be a lot of doctors and lawyers, myself included, who are interested in doing things unrelated to their regular jobs. A Facebook group called Physician Side Gigs has over 21,000 members. There doesn't seem to be an equivalent lawyer group, but those of you listening to this already know that I'm a lawyer that does a lot of stupid, non-legal related side hustles, and I'm definitely not alone. It makes me think that people found their way into those careers, not necessarily because it made the most sense for them, but because it was there. Choose the path that's right for you. The purpose of this post isn't to say that people going into law or medicine are doing it just because the path is laid out in front of them and they aren't able to figure out other things they can do. I know that there are a lot of people that were just born to become lawyers and doctors, and I know people who love what they do. Really, this post is just a reflection on my own path. I went into the law because it had a clear direction, a process that I could follow. Looking back, I wish I had thought about it more and used a little bit of creativity to figure out what made sense for me. Going to law school definitely worked well for my skill set. I'm really good at following processes, and I knew exactly what I needed to do if I wanted to become a big shot lawyer. But whether it was the right career path for me professionally is another thing. I'm now 5 years out of law school and 9 years out of college. I'm starting to see all of the paths that exist out there. The clear career path is the one I started out on. But I see so many things out there that people can do to make a living. Things like starting up a business, getting into real estate, creating something, or really whatever. The possibilities are endless. The clear career path may be right for you, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I think it's just important to really think about why we follow these paths. Question yourself and look deep inside you. Are they really the right paths for us? Or are we just following them because they're there? It's up to you to figure that out. You just listened to the post titled "Lawyers, Doctors, and the Appeal of the Clear Career Path" by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business. And it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Kevin, who is an attorney and the blogger behind Financial Panther, which is a blog about personal finance, travel hacking, and side hustling using the gig economy. He paid off $87,000 worth of student loans in just 2.5 years by choosing not to live like a big-shot lawyer. Kevin is passionate about earning money using the gig economy, and you can see all the ways he makes extra income every month in his side hustle reports. So check out more of his great content at financialpanther.com. And that does it for today here on Optimal Work Daily. I thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where I'll have another post and where your optimal life awaits.